Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 10th of December 2018, and this is the 934th Mole Out Loud podcast. It's a chilly day today. I'm wearing my hat and coat. I'm thinking actually another layer underneath would have been quite a good idea, but no doubt when I'm walking back up the hill, I'll be glad that I haven't. But actually even my hat is being penetrated, and has made me realise that it's not really a winter hat. Last time I came, I was wearing berets, and of course they're kind of dense felt, whereas this is a lovely, soft, warm, woolly, porous hat, and not so good in these cold winds. I think it's about 3 at the moment. I know it's going down to 1 tonight. I always find that change from being about 7 degrees to being about 3 degrees is a really marked change. There are other changes that just seem to be more significant than others, but that one is one of them, and we've certainly got that now. But it's lovely to be out. The sun is out. I can see a bit of blue sky. Yesterday was really mizzle and rain all day. It was a lovely indoor day, but I felt a bit as if I needed to move today. I'm finding it a bit hard to sit at a table to do any work, so I'm in this really probably not brilliant position of lying back in an armchair with my foot up, and sort of working on my lap, and doing that for hours and hours is probably not a very good thing. So being out is fabulous, and now the sun's really come out. I mean, one of the things is that the sun comes up behind the hills, so you don't see it come up, and actually it's only just come over the side of the hill, so we wouldn't have got sun before, but if there's cloud cover, of course it's even harder. But I just could feel it a little bit on my back just then as I was walking down that bit, but now I've turned a corner and there is no sun at all. I'm walking down to the source, the water spring, but I haven't managed to drink my water today, my bottle. So I hope when I come back tonight. I hope I come down tonight and by then I'll have an empty bottle to fill. I do feel now at last that I am properly working, and it is good to do that, but I'm fine about not having started earlier. I think it's quite interesting to allow oneself to just find a rhythm, find a time when it feels right to start, and trust that that's going to happen. I think my terror is that I shall just fall into a complete lazy blob and never do anything again. But in fact, I don't think that really, really happens. I think maybe I've just never allowed myself long enough to wait. I'm still a bit slurping with this boot. I don't think it's because of my foot. I think it's because the shoe is so enormous that it takes a bit of effort to get it off the ground. I haven't got my full movement back, but at least I feel as if I can kind of use my toes properly now. And that makes for a much more natural walk. I was looking at the weather today back in Hobart, and it looks as if they're having the kind of summer that would have been quite fine for me, and not this steamy hot thing that I had, well, not steamy, but dry hot thing that I had expected. Hello, source. I might just have a quick drink in my hand. It's so crystal clear, this kind of quartz crystal clear. It's a bit ironic, really. I do wish for everybody in Hobart's sake that they were having a warmer summer whilst I'm away. At least it looks as if it hasn't been too dry, so that it's, the ground won't be quite as drought-ridden as it sometimes is. Okay, so now I am heading towards the break in the river. There's a signpost that says Lacuono, L-A hyphen C-A-O-U-N-O. I don't know what that means. It looks occidental, as they say. It doesn't look like a French. It looks more as if it's getting close to the Spanish. But there's also a little sign saying La Tourette, 12 kilometers via Coupe-Servière. I'm not going to go 12 kilometers. Let's see how far I do. I'm underneath some little oak trees, and when I say little oak trees, well, they are small, but the leaves that have come off them are really tiny. They're like miniature oak trees. Just need to be a bit careful along here. It's not so even, but I can see where I'm putting my feet. Yesterday, I think it was yesterday, no, it must have been the day before, a couple of people went into the Cité, and got blockaded by the Gilets Jaunes, but they did manage to get to an art supplies shop out of town and bought me an A4 sketch pad, kind of not huge thickly drawing paper, but paper that I can really plan with. Another person there gave me some lovely big sheets the other day, really big sheets, which are great for the kind of background for this kind of planning, but I don't know why I'm such a stationary dependent. It follows me. I keep thinking how absurd it is. That surely, you know, I can write on little pieces of paper. And I remember an artist who taught at the art school in the early 1970s in Hobart. Marek, I think his name was Marek. And he'd been a prisoner of war. Well, he'd been in a concentration camp, I think, during the war, and had painted on bits of timber that were, I think they were, some of them might have been bunk slats, and some of them were in the wall and could be reversed to keep them hidden. And I just think, you know, people write and paint under extraordinary circumstances, and here I am worrying about whether my paper is A3 or A4 or A5 or A2. Anyway, it's been resolved. I've got the paper sizes I need. I can make cards. I can express myself. So this afternoon I'm going to be doing some card structuring on a bigger piece of paper. And tomorrow I'm going to follow another another sort of outlining process, one that I was working on before I left home. So I feel as if I've got a bit of a plan again now, and it would be really good to have nailed some of this before I leave. I guess I'm more than halfway through my time and kind of have a bit more of a sense of urgency, which I'm trying to harness the sense of urgency without removing the lovely sense of timelessness that this place engenders. And I feel as if I've got that at the moment. Tomorrow is a bit of a hiccup because I'm going to have to venture near the town. I don't know whether it's going to be occupied or not by the Gilets Jaunes, but I think I need to... I may need to go and see the doctor again. And it's odd how just going out of this place can really knock you for six. When we came back last week, everyone looked completely in a state of shock at having been back in what we call civilization, but which is actually just crazy chaos. I realise that I'm actually really in love with this place. It feels like the right place to be from below the soles of my feet. It kind of speaks to me at a very, very visceral level, and I haven't felt that in a landscape for... Well, I was going to say forever. That's not quite true. That's not true. I think I'm more aware of it now. I think I'm more open to sensing that. In the past, maybe I've just been where I've been. It's not something that I get from where I live. I've kind of adopted not lofty, but it isn't a homegrown love. It's a kind of learned love. I I also feel well here in a way that I don't feel at home. I'm not that I don't feel well at home, that's crazy. But my energy is much stronger here, and it's like a larger sense of well-being. You hear the river. So I'm at the confluence of two rivers, and I'm going to walk on along one of them. It's odd, this sense of belonging, because I certainly feel a much stronger sense of belonging in Europe than I do towards, say, England, but which I would have called Europe until recently. But I also think I'm feeling it more strongly here than I do in Switzerland, which is really interesting. Maybe because everything is a bit left alone to be what it is, and in Switzerland everything is sort of tidied up and neatened. I must find out what this river is. It's quite cool now because I'm really, well, as you can hear, I'm right down by the river, and there are hills on either side, so I've just seen a very nice looking chestnut. And so the sun hasn't reached here. I don't know whether it will. Sorry about me sniffing. It's so cold here, my nose is running, and I suspect I've come out without a handkerchief. Yes, in my pocket I have a clothes peg and three chestnuts. I don't think any of them is going to help me much. It's a little house. So I thought I saw a bridge. Didn't pass it, did I? No? Maybe I did. Maybe I'm delusional. front of this is an orchard of what? I'm not sure. I can't see any chestnuts. And the trees are quite big. I'm wondering actually whether that house is a house. Maybe, no, it's maybe just a packing shed. So maybe they're apples or something. There are truck marks on the road, or some very old tractor marks maybe. Lots of "you aren't allowed to fish" notices. It reminds me of this reading Georges Sinemor, trying to read him in French. I may have told you this before, but I was reading it without a dictionary, which is never a good idea, and there was kind of a repeated thing about these men with cans of peaches, and it was much later that I realised that "cans de pêche" did not mean cans of peaches, but meant fishing rods. Anyway, catching peaches in this river is definitely forbidden. I think peaches are actually something very like pêche, so I don't think I was far wrong. I think it's just a different accent on one of them, on the E. I'm going to pause this for a little bit. I want to take some pictures. Well, I've found the bridge, and I think I've met my match. In the summer, and a bit more sure-footed, I think I could probably cross the river itself with gumboots or something, but there's a lot of water at the moment, and the bridge has seen better days. Of course, there has been lots of flooding recently, and I can see bits of what might have been the bridge in the river. But I suspect it would have always been quite an exciting bridge to cross. So I'm going to call that. I'm going to seek an honourable retreat, I think. And I've walked quite a long way for me, and I need to get back home, so I think that was it. It does look as if there's rather a lovely continuation of the walk on the other side, but there's a lovely this side of the walk as well. Trying to see which way I came, what the best bit to walk on is. Because the stone here is really amazing. It's quite silvery. I think these trees that I couldn't identify are walnuts. Though they look a bit small for walnuts, but they definitely are the remnants of walnuts down here. Not any intact, alas. I'm a bit too late for that. Well, they might be. I think they've probably gone a bit mouldy with all the rain. We'll see. I might get one. It'd be nice to have a local walnut. Most of them have cracked open. Well, I do hope that you've had a good day today, that you're having a good day, that you will have a good day if there's one coming up for you. I know that two dear friends have birthdays today, and I realise it's also just about tomorrow for them, so I don't think they'll be listening, but if they are, if you are, a very happy birthday. And I've just found some really lovely chestnuts, which I'd love to give you for your birthday, but I shall have to eat them for you. I hope that you've been able to explore the outside, or have the outside brought to you, or at least breathe in some air. I see a little bit of the natural world. I hope that it's the kind of place that you can feel with your entire body, but for many of us, most of the time, there's going to be some kind of a compromise. There's always something special out there. That connects us to it, to the land. I hope too that you've been able to engage with whatever is most important to you, whatever your creative self wants to express. And sometimes expression can be about meditation rather than expressing. It can be, I was going to say impressing, that's not quite the right word. But it can be about a quietness within. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always. I'm slowly going to make my way home and have some lunch. I did make a hearty sort of stewy soup with French sausage and haricot beans. Last night, but it was too late to eat anything quite so hefty, so it's there for lunch today. So that's what I'm going home to. It'll take me a little while to get there, but slowly and surely, and with a couple of sit downs, I shall be there and I shall make it. I really look forward to talking to you again very soon. Just going to give you a little addendum to the podcast if you happen to still be listening, because I saw something on the way back and it did tickle me. Had I not been looking at the path or the river or the phone, I'm not sure what I was looking at when I was mentioning that my nose was running because of the cold. If instead I'd just looked to the other side of me, there was a low squat little stone building with a slit window, and on the ledge of this slit window was a little package of paper handkerchiefs. This place is really magic.